You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Ding dong, the boys are back in town. Ding dong, the boys are back in town with the front man of Appella, Mr. Dara Quilty. And on the drums is Mr. Graham Michael Owen O'Toole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, we're back.
We are here.
Okay, I'm just anticipating getting very hot and sweaty in here.
I know.
How about a little bit of aircon? I understand I'm not underneath this in the corner there, but my only fear is that there's three men here now, so I presume our sexual tension should warm us up.
Three strong men.
Two men in their early 30s and a boy.
Well, no, it's one man in his mid 30s, one man in his early 30s, and one man in his late 20s.
No, Graham, you've just turned 30. You're in your early 30s.
I believe.
Nathan is in his late 20s. We got two men, responsible adults, and Nathan, they're 27 years old with a suntan.
So something about you and Sean in that apartment, you get great light in there. It must be the glass.
Well, it's like a glass greenhouse. Walls. It looks like a greenhouse. It's made entirely of glass. When it's hot, it feels hotter than your house.
I met a
but
lady.
When it's cold. Yeah. Is it cold?
It is quite cold. What do you think, DQ? Do you think I look like a fountain of health?
I met a lady and her name is Tamara. And I'm going to say Tamara is... you know, it's never good to try and position a lady age-wise.
Why is that?
Let's just say not in her early 30s, okay. Like you and I, Graham.
In her late 30s or early 20s?
So let's say Tamara is somewhere between... you're offering me hand sand, but I'd just like to say that I'm fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Oh, well, yeah. Congratulations!
Do you feel... I know we'll go back to Tamara in a second, but I was thinking of this similarity recently. When someone says they've been vaccinated, my first initial question is always, oh, which one did you get? Is that the 2021 version of what school did you go to?
Yeah, it's very good. That's
a
good. I like that.
It's a good bit.
Oh, you made DQ laugh there.
It is, because like everyone goes, oh, you got AstraZeneca. Ooh. Oh, you got Pfizer. Oh, so Pfizer.
If by any chance you're listening to the pod outside of the south side of Dublin.
Yeah.
That reference makes no sense. It's such a bizarrely, uniquely specific Dublin thing, is the school thing. I feel like it doesn't exist on the north side. You're from
Mayo.
County Mayo.
So
is it a thing?
I would have been Johnson & Johnson is what my school would be.
Oh, really?
Actually, let's go Dublin schools. I'm going to put the vaccines to both of you. Both of you gentlemen went to schools in Dublin, and then you have to discuss amongst yourselves which secondary school lines up to said vaccine.
DQ went to a big posh school.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No.
So, Nathan, just to remind us, you went to New Park Comprehensive, a non-fee paying school.
Non-fee, and they didn't have a uniform for a long period of time.
You went naked?
Well, you could go naked if you wanted to. I didn't, as I am not a well-endowed man.
Now, what's the rule with defamation and libel? Like if
it doesn't live on this show?
Because New Park has a nickname that I've heard. New Park Comprehensive has a nickname.
See, snobby.
No.
Snobby over here.
Well, where did you go to school again?
You're calling it the chemist. You're calling it the chemist, aren't you?
It was known as the chemist.
Shame on you, sir.
And Nathan, why was it known as the chemist?
Because there... No, hey, I will not
Nathan,
do... How
hey,
dare you?
Nathan,
you try
Nathan.
To lead me down a dark alleyway and I will not go down there, sir.
Is the tan liver failure from...
going to New Park.
Narcotics.
What a horrible way to find out on the podcast.
Dara, what school did you go to?
Clongos.
No.
You went to...
Do you think... Both of you think I went to one of these private schools.
Went
you
to
were playing rugby.
Come on.
You had your head in between two men's arses in a scrum.
I did.
And you loved it.
I played in the second row, okay? So you got to put this together for yourselves.
I don't know what you understand rugby positions.
Okay. You got to think about me and my physical appearance.
Yeah, very scrawny man like Nathan.
Hey. We like to be referred to as ectomorphs.
Ecto, endo, and meso.
We're ectomorphs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put on weight if you want it?
No.
He doesn't eat. He just vapes. Honestly.
Nobody's vaping. Nobody's vaping in
here. 5 vapes a day.
I never vape.
You're not allowed vape. So
every podcast, you're like, can you stop vaping? I haven't vaped since.
You were vaping last week in Brooklyn.
There's no vaping.
Last week I spoke to you, you actually moved away from the camera to fill up your vape, which is weird to look at.
That's not that. Nobody was vaping. So, New Park Comprehensive. Now, that was a rugby school or no?
Yes, it was a rugby school.
Now, okay, so you're looking at Nathan and I. Mm. You're taller. I'm 6 foot 2 inches.
Slightly broader, Graham, would you say?
Jesus, just looking at the two you sit beside each other, you are so tanned.
So, yeah.
So tanned. Quilty is so pale. This is ridiculous.
Jeez, what's the weather like in America?
Yeah, it must be snow season.
I just straight off the plane. I spend a lot just on flights.
Flights, no sunshine.
You must be jet lagged.
The second row is in the forwards, Graham.
Okay.
So you're partaking in the scrum. The scrum, if you think about it as a triangle, think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes, of course. Okay.
So what's at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Luxuries.
Food. No, food and basic necessities.
Oh, the bottom is the most things you need.
Yeah, right.
Yes, of course. Shelter.
So they're the props.
Carbohydrates.
They're the props.
Yeah.
You got three props there. You know, that's Cian Healy and the other two guys.
Yeah.
And then we go up the hierarchy of needs. Can you pull it up there on the...
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Don't think we have Google here.
Jamie, can you pull up Maslow's hierarchy of needs? If you go from the bottom to the top with the hierarchy of needs.
There's five.
Well, yeah, it's just
in the triangle.
So we're going three here. So skip up to the green one.
Yeah, psychological needs is at the bottom. Food, water, warmth, and rest.
So that they're the props, right? So that's the front of the scrum.
And we'll put this in next. We'll put these next two as one. Safety needs, so security and safety.
So that's my role, sir. Second row.
And then belongingness and love needs. Intimate relationships and friends.
No, that's my role.
No, right up the top. That's number eight in the team. That's the number...
Self-actualization.
Yeah, so whoever plays number eight there, he's the big. He's right at the back of the scrum, holding the whole thing together.
Is that Paul O'Connell?
No, he was a... See, this is the thing now. So Paul O'Connell and Dara Quilty played the same position.
Two big boys.
Now, what you might notice is physical stature and appearance. Also, hair growth. Different.
Mm-hmm.
Between Paul O'Connell and I think Paul O'Connell's bicep is probably about the same size as my right leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the fact that I would have been on the rugby team, starting for the Senior Cup team, which in South Dublin is quite a prestigious achievement.
We haven't even mentioned your school yet.
What school? Are you in Clongos or not?
Now,
Glen Stahl.
The fact that I was starting for the Senior Cup team immediately eliminates all of these private schools.
I think you were in Blackrock College.
Look at me.
We're in Blackrock.
Yeah.
With an accent like that. Here, can I offer you some hand sanitizer?
Look at me. Look at me.
Nathan is squirting hand sanitizer on the back of Dara Quilty's hands.
Have you?
Maybe leave it there for the duration.
Did you do music in secondary school?
So I went to De La Salle College. Now that sounds very French.
Ooh.
And the reason I brought up the rugby reference is because a fella like me isn't even allowed to be the water boy in a public, in a private school.
Yeah.
Those guys are built like fucking
brick
JCBs. JCBs.
Yeah.
If the three of us went to play against the Senior Cup team now, we would probably die.
You should have done rugby, Graham. You would have been a great
scrum half.
Yeah. I don't think I was.
You're quick
strong
and
enough.
Strong.
Okay. Come on.
That's Peter Stringer.
Quick and strong.
Now, all right. So I went to De La Salle Churchtown, and you know who else went to De La Salle Churchtown?
Okay, let's guess.
Celebrity?
In this building.
Thinking of a celebrity.
No. Yes.
In this building.
Yeah.
Man or woman? Man.
You ask, I'll say yes or no.
Man.
What's the question?
Is this person a man?
It is an all boys school. Great question.
Thank you very much.
Has this person been on this podcast, sir?
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Is this person Dave Moore?
It's not your question.
What?
Churchtown. Is this person Dave Moore?
I mean, you've lost the game if you're asking who it is.
No, I don't want to. I retract my question.
You got to.
Okay, is this person on Today FM?
No.
Oh.
Is this person on 98 FM?
No.
It's Brian Maher.
No.
Well, he's on 98.
Used to be.
Oh.
Jeremy Dixon.
Correct!
He's not in this building anymore.
Adrian Kennedy.
No, that's what I said. Formerly.
Oh.
Jeremy.
Adrian Kennedy.
No, Adrian and Jeremy. Jeremy, who has a real last name, probably can't say it on the podcast.
Dixon.
No, it's not his real name.
What?
Pull it down, because I don't know if it's legal to say...
No way.
No.
Yeah.
Don't come here and spread lies.
That was in the yearbook.
So he,
were you in the same year as Jeremy?
Yeah.
No.
So
how much older is he than you?
No, he wasn't there when I was there. I'm in my early 30s. Jeremy is what?
You're mid 30s, man.
40, early 40s?
3, 4?
Early 40s?
Yeah. So that's his radio name?
Yeah, that's his radio name, yeah.
Ah, okay. All right, guys, if the vaccines were schools...
Yes, this is where we're here now.
Come on.
So I need to look up the names of the COVID vaccine names,
I'm giving them to you.
Well, I don't really know too much of the press around these vaccines. Well, there was talk about AstraZeneca potentially at a time.
Yeah.
Blood clots.
Yeah.
Seems fine now, doesn't it?
So no,
you've made my game into a very scientific-y. We're walking on eggshells now.
Well, I
was just trying to have a bit of fun.
Yeah,
now we're walking on fucking eggshells.
I want
to try
have
not
fun.
To put out wrong information about vaccines.
I want
to
have fun.
No, you've ruined it.
Who
now.
Do I have? AstraZeneca, okay. Pfizer.
Don't say anything about the effectiveness of them. Just the general vibe.
The vibe.
The vibe.
I want
the vaccine vibe.
I think it was.
Pfizer! Pfizer! Which school is Pfizer?
So this is...
That's DQ's!
No.
Did you not just listen to his school?
Yeah, no.
Because I want you to debate this because I don't have an opinion on this.
No, see, this is the thing.
Pfizer's like the big company.
I think Jarlath Regan, Irish Man Abroad podcast, put up a tweet about the... or was it him? Somebody put up a tweet.
Do you think he'd do this podcast?
Yeah.
Would he?
Lovely guy.
Oh.
Somebody put up a tweet about the superiority complex. Just wondering, is the side effect of the Pfizer a superiority complex that you're better than everyone else because you got the Pfizer? So the reason is the efficacy rate of the Pfizer is 95% and the efficacy rate of the Moderna is 95%. This is because they're made of a new thing, some sort of synthetic science called mRNA, which stands for, of course, Nathan?
Margarita. Did you say R?
R for Romeo.
Romeo.
Yeah. Margarita Romeo N.
Nickelback.
Yeah, that's correct. A.
Asshole.
Yeah, so that's what...
That is a great title for
okay, say
this podcast.
It. Welcome the band onto
no,
the stage.
For the podcast.
Okay.
Margarita Romeo...
Nickelback
asshole.
That is... Write that down.
What's interesting is...
You're going to forget it.
Margarita Romeo Nickelback asshole. They're the compounds that make up the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine.
Yes,
very
yes.
Long podcast name.
So guys, what school?
Blackrock College.
Thank you. It's all I wanted.
I don't like this
Jesus.
Game.
Okay.
Blackrock College.
You got to be careful.
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. That's a one shot.
One shot.
The Institute of Education.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about. This guy over here, fucking Mr. Eggshell.
I'm Mr. Eggshell. Stay away
now,
from
debate
me.
Debate this.
The Institute. Did you ever go, you bastard?
No, debate the vaccine Johnson & Johnson aligned with.
I went and I tried to study
Grinds.
French.
Grinds?
Yes, Grinds.
Yeah, same. Why? Because you went to a...
How dare you?
Went to the pub.
No, public school.
No.
You went to a public school.
Was your...
I also went to a public...
Was yours a mixed school?
No, all boys, baby.
Why?
Nathan was too distracted by the ladies.
Because
I was a frigid till I was 18.
You know why? St. Patrick came from Wales to bring Christianity to Ireland.
Sex with snakes.
And you see, the thing, Nathan, that you don't consider.
Bestiality.
You don't consider this. We're on a planet that is traveling, I think, what is it, Graham? You know, the 64.
It's 24 000. Miles an hour.
I'm trying to write down. What was it? Margarita Nickelback Asshole?
No, Margarita Romeo Nickelback Asshole. Chemical compounds of COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
You might be able to have the O'Reilly O'Toole in the mix of Pfizer BioNTech and the O'Reilly O'Toole. And what are the
he has no idea what you're talking about.
What are the
I think you think I'm a lot cleverer than I am.
Minister, what are the compounds? Oh, well, we have done
AstraZeneca.
Research. AstraZeneca. Now, see, AstraZeneca, right? AstraZeneca is funny because it's made. The microphone's falling down. It's all right.
Oh no!
I thought the Germans.
Push it in.
I thought the Germans came in. I thought the Germans came in and fixed this.
Fix your mic.
How do you sound? No, you sound good there. Are you comfortable?
I'm very comfortable. Sexually, mostly, I'm very comfortable with my sexual orientation.
Did you enjoy school?
I did go to the institute because of the trouble I had in class going, what the fuck is geography?
Yeah.
I went to the institute.
And to study what?
Geography grinds.
Honestly, you got geography grinds.
I've never
geography
heard of anyone.
Geography is the easiest.
Yeah.
Here's a river. Where's the river?
In the ground. See, you, unfortunately, the difference between
geography. Why was the airport built on the outskirts of town?
See, Mayo, the difference between you, Mayo, and yes. Dublin here is you did all the foundation level subjects for your leaving cert.
Oh!
Nathan and I were up here doing our papers were pink. Mm.
Yeah, let's just put our points on the table here, boys.
Round two.
Oh shit.
I've lost. How are you doing over
put
there?
Put your points on the table, Quilty.
225 points.
I probably got more points than the two you put together.
No, I got a.
Come on, DQ.
Christ.
Don't let the side down.
I'm not letting the side down. You definitely did get more.
You're definitely in 400.
No, everybody.
400 fever?
The thing about my leaving cert, which is. Why am I talking as if there's a fucking international audience? Fuck you. Get out of here.
Seven people listening. Three of them are here.
Will you actually listen to this?
The problem with my leaving cert was everybody else did better. That was the thing. No, I was.
Give me
are
points.
You going to dance around the subject?
No,
or
no,
are you going
no.
to give us the points?
Will no. I say my points?
330 odd.
Is that what you got?
Around that mark.
How do you not know it?
Because I'm in my early 30s and it was very long ago.
I got 410. I should have gotten more. I should have gotten more.
Holy hell!
What?
That's a high score, baby.
Did you hear
baby.
This?
He's a
Mayo.
He's a 500 prick.
Mayo's
I know
a
he
500.
I should have been 475.
Oh!
Should have been.
God damn!
I should have been.
Hot in here.
And look at us all just sitting here.
Well, sorry, that's 800 points way, between you there.
That's not bad, isn't it?
More. That's over 900 points.
What did you study
885
in college? Oh, you did
Marketing and Dublin Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
And then the issue was jobs were the problem. People kept calling me and offering me jobs. And I quit to host a television show on RTE. That was the truth.
Yeah, no,
that
no,
was
no.
the truth. Yeah.
AstraZeneca.
Now, AstraZeneca is also tied in with Oxford, and it was called.
Did you notice how it was always the Oxford AstraZeneca until stuff came out in the press and they were like, oh, we don't know? And then suddenly Oxford was dropped from the great British vaccine, and now it's just AstraZeneca.
So people are, listen. This
well,
is
by the way, if you got AstraZeneca, absolutely fine.
Yeah, no,
absolutely
firstly,
fine.
Firstly, every vaccine is.
Do you know what?
Fine.
Do you know what the best vaccine is? The one you get offered.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Do you know anyone that's gotten the Johnson & Johnson?
Not
no.
yet. I don't think it's doing the rounds.
I do in America because it is I think Moderna, Pfizer, and the fucking. That was a very bad burp. Sorry. Johnson & Johnson. No more tears. I think that they're all the three American ones.
Okay. Well,
have you applied, Graham?
Not yet, but I will be applying.
Do you want to come
soon?
With me to New York? Because they're giving them out for free.
Absolutely.
I'll bring you over.
Brilliant. When are you going again?
Oh, what is it now?
You got to catch a flight soon.
We're looking at, it's the 17th today, is that about right?
Yeah.
So, 3 days.
I should be okay.
Just trying to bring a bit of crack to this podcast. Guys! Hey!
Lastly, to finish his...
Sorry, the school.
I'm not liking this game.
This is terrible, isn't it? Bad radio.
I don't like this game.
Bad podcasting by Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
Who's like, bring the content.
Graham, you led us down a dark path.
And he's like, fucking, let's assign vaccines to school. But we have to finish AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca,
Oxford. It's kind of English, but they don't like. What is the
Gonzaga?
Who wears blazers?
The green blazer.
I feel like
Sanford.
Yeah, that's what AstraZeneca. And also takes a long time to achieve anything because it's like 16 weeks in between those.
Yeah,
two?
Big gap.
What do you think about the?
Don't you dare point at me.
The conspiracy.
What?
The conspiracy.
About what?
Yeah,
the vaccine is a conspiracy by the government. The fucking I know.
He doesn't want to talk about this.
I want to speak about what's your favorite film.
that we're getting microchipped by the corporations.
It's Bill Gates.
So, you know the way... I had one for you now, right? You know the way I'm in my early 30s now?
No.
And I've noticed the grays are coming in on the chin.
No.
Right?
On the chin.
Yeah. You know where
I have one solitary grey pube.
Do you?
Right in the middle.
Just a
one. And I pluck it out and it comes back.
Long though.
It seems longer because it's grey.
Do you still have the boil down there?
I have many boils down there, yeah. I've got an issue with boils.
Any greys, Nathan?
No greys at the moment. Yeah. I think the hair...
Yeah, you're holding on to your colour.
Are you surprised by my receder that it's not...
No.
Moving back as fast as I thought.
No, I think it's just your hairline, baby.
I think it will be like that.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think then it's just because... let me just pull back your hair.
Oh, I'm very vulnerable.
You brought it up.
No, you're good.
Do you think it's just a cow's flick, think, Graham?
No.
It'll stay there.
I think it's...
Your hairline, it goes back in a kind of a W shape.
The flying V.
Yeah.
Yeah, flying V. And also, you know, me and you, baby, when it starts to go, because, you know, we're tall. You know, we're the first to go bald. Turkey.
What do you mean we're the first to go bald because we're tall?
Nearest the sun.
Very close to the sun.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Well, you're not. You're very pale in front of me.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing about Tamara, right?
Oh, yes, Tamara.
Jesus, tell us about Tamara.
How is Tamara again?
Tamara's from Russia. And Tamara was in the fucking Ukraine when Chernobyl happened.
So, how do you know this person?
She's a nurse.
Did you meet her on the flight?
She was a nurse on the flight, yeah. She was a nurse. And
when did she tell you this story?
This is about 2 weeks ago. And I had just completed I watched Chernobyl on HBO for a second time.
Brilliant. After your chat?
No, before.
Okay.
Hence the question, because I heard her accent. And I was like, you Russian or anything like that? And she was fucking in the Ukraine when Chernobyl happened. Mm. Pregnant.
Oh.
Now, nothing happened, but such a fucking hard ass. She didn't give a shit about the whole thing. She didn't give a shit about the whole thing, and they were all given these little meters. Mm-hmm. And she said it was like, you know, the Ukraine, you know what Chernobyl was, Nathan?
Yes.
Said, isn't it, Graham? Does Nathan know what Chernobyl
was?
Yeah, I do.
I couldn't.
How would you describe Chernobyl? What would you think?
It was that ship in the Atlantic that crashed in the early 1900s.
Nathan. The nuclear power plant disaster. There was radiation everywhere, and I think Trevor from EastEnders was in Chernobyl, the show, and you got to see his dick.
So she was saying that she had the... And she said if you put it to your hair, it'd be like... Because of all the particles that stay in your hair. And I'm like, what? How are you safe to live there? And she says, you'll put it this way and the wind is coming. And you turn it over this way and it's... And
I'm like... How far away was she from the...
Well, the Ukraine was fucking close because all the ash... Or the nuclear waste was blown. Like, it hit up to Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, it blew all the way over here. They
what did they put into the post?
Iodine. Yeah, we got that because of Sellafield in primary school. We all had to write letters.
That was a bit mad, wasn't it?
Oh, my sister, she was terrified by the iodine.
And because I was in Lewisburg, furthest west you can go, I didn't really care. I was like, it'll be the Dubs. That'll get it. But I'm like, oh shit, now I'm here.
So... After talking to Tamara and after about the radiation and watching Chernobyl, it's been sunny in Dublin for the summer. Great summer. Great summer.
It's been an okay summer.
Have you been keeping an eye on the weather?
Yeah. Yeah. So I got sunburned on my arms.
You wouldn't know.
Because I've now wearing...
Did you put sun cream on?
Well, now I'm on factor 400. But I didn't, and I was outside for 4 minutes. And the sunburn on my arms looked like your man in the bed in fucking Chernobyl. And I was thinking, Jesus fucking Christ. It's very strange.
Was that the boyfriend? Was that the...
I think... the husband.
Yeah.
They all kind of turned like that though, didn't they? When they were so exposed.
So...
The firefighters. Is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah.
So, this is why... what's going on with your skin now? While it looks attractive.
So attractive.
Right? Because you're tanned. You do look attractive.
Do I look attractive?
You do. Yeah.
Do you think it moves?
You can understand why people go to sunbed.
Do you think from a number, how would you rate me out of 10 normally?
2.
6.
Would you say 4?
I know. What would I rate you out of 10?
5. 6.
On a night out.
Oh, night out.
Now, what version of Nathan?
Well, what's the jump from you come in every here, day?
Like, if you come here, you come in here on a Friday and you're wearing stained tracksuit bottoms and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
You look about 3.
3 out of 10?
Honestly, you look shit.
But I still have my height.
But you do.
You have your height, but you don't have...
There's no H at the end of...
There's no charisma.
There's no life in you.
There's no H at the end of height. It's not height. Just...
But the height... What can height do?
Well, I think people find that an attractive feature.
Graham, it's everything, Graham.
Come on, guys. What's the big deal with height?
Oh, Graham.
Don't say it.
It's an attractive feature.
Graham, anyone that's under...
Tall, dark, and
is,
handsome.
I mean, women.
You could have even gone way lower. You didn't have to go 6 foot.
What are you?
5'7".
Oh, okay. All right.
But that's pretty attractive though, 5'7". Maybe kind of cute.
Will I look up some celebrities that are 5'7"?
No. No, it's a waste of podcast airtime, I
believe. Well... I actually think it would be interesting.
He was about to tell you how good looking you were when you went on a night out here. You're cutting
across. On a night out when you're dressed up well, I'd give you a 6.
I think...
Solid.
I think, truthfully, when Nathan goes out now, I had a very...
You seem disappointed with that.
Yeah.
I have a...
I would have preferred a 7 if I'm honest.
I'll give you a 7.
6 seems
six is harsh.
A lot lower than a 7.
6 is on a good day in work. 7 is on a very good night out.
I think that's you fair. Look like you are appearing on one of those British panel shows in the manner in which you dress when you go out. Because you've got quite a dynamic range in button-up shirts.
Yeah.
And they go down. Like, they go down.
They go down.
I think the style has changed, though, as the years have gone.
There's a tight trow.
Tight trow.
Yeah. And formerly, certainly a Chelsea boot.
Yes, I would have.
Do you still wear Chelsea boots?
Not really anymore.
What do you wear now on a night out?
I do have these black boots, but they're not pointed heels. They don't have the Cuban heel. Those boots are so uncomfortable to wear.
You were going the time you wore the big heel.
Oh,
they got the you got the big heel, and some kids started laughing at you. Did you wear them again after that?
I didn't know.
No. How much did they cost you?
Maybe 55.
Did you get snake skin boots as well?
Yes, I still have them. The snake skin.
Would you ever wear them again?
Not really. It's hard to like choose something that goes with snake
He's
skin.
A hybrid of sort of. It's like a Russell Brand meets who is the sort of goth guy and never mind the Buzzcocks. What's his name?
Oh, the I always say Noel. Oh, Fielding.
Yeah, it is.
No, Noel Edmonds.
No, Noel Edmonds was the Mr. Blobby guy.
Mr. Blobby, yeah. Deal
it,
or no deal.
Is it? It is Fielding, isn't it?
Yes,
Fielding.
It is, yes.
British Bake Off.
British Bake Off.
Yeah. So he was on Buzzcocks before. Don't watch British Bake Off.
Mighty Boosh.
Because this is the thing. There are so many fucking cooking shows. MasterChef.
I never get into it.
Who fucking cares?
Oh, you'd like MasterChef, the professionals.
What's the premise? I like Hell's Kitchen.
Well, MasterChef is good.
The premise is this. And they're all making food as if it is the most fucking important thing that's ever happened in the world.
We needed to stay alive.
All right, guys, 10 seconds!
What do you eat?
Me?
Yeah, I feel like you eat real plain
diet. I've never seen him eat.
I've never once. I just see him vape.
Nobody's vaping.
Honestly.
Nobody's vaping.
What have you eaten?
Are you allowed
morning.
To bring your vape onto the plane?
No, I don't, nobody's vaping on the plane, in the toilets or anything like that. It doesn't happen. I have quite a high carbohydrate diet because we're ectomorphs.
Mm.
So
I've never seen him eat.
I've never seen
him. Isn't it mad?
If we go, we'll meet you for lunch. He'll just stand there and go,
eat.
I'm not eating.
Oh,
and then we'll go, we'll get a coffee. And he doesn't eat it. He doesn't.
Well, usually
he embarrassed me the other week. We met up for a coffee. I said, guys, look, I kind of, for some reason, I had a bit of BDE about me, big dick energy. I went, guys, I'll get this.
Thanks.
All right.
That was very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Because I've gotten so fucking many. It was very nice.
So we went into a place in South William and DQ here, he doesn't go for a coffee. He went for a cup of tea. Now, it was the strangest.
He brings his own tea bags.
It was a strange cup of tea, wasn't it? You described it to the barista as if you were dunking your scrotum into a cup.
And tell me, was my...
He said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you did say something like, the Brits, man.
Yeah.
What did you say?
They give you a cup of tea and it looks like, essentially, if you get your COVID mask and you fold your COVID mask in half and you grab the two strings and then the middle bit is filled with tea and you just dip it up and down.
You said it was your scrotum.
And the wetter it gets, the tea kind of solidifies or the tea leaves. So it just looks like a ball bag.
So are you saying this is a bad thing?
Yeah.
But the British are known for their tea.
You said, didn't we fight for this country to stop this from happening?
Yeah.
Wait a
to the barista,
what?
And he said,
where? In the Metro Cafe?
No, in
it wasn't in the Metro. It
Clement was and Clement and Lemon and Sam.
Clement and Pico.
And what did the barista say in response?
He laughed nervously as DQ kept dunking his thing and vaping.
It's like no vaping in here.
Blowing the vape into the man's face. That was a lovely day, wasn't it? Us just walking around Stephen's Green.
It was a nice day. We walked around Stephen's Green and we solved the problems of the entire media. And also, I'd like to congratulate you guys both officially on your exclusive Spotify deal for this podcast.
Yeah. Big deal, that's
coming.
Wow,
I didn't think we were allowed to speak about it.
Are we going to announce it now?
Come on.
Yeah, 1 million views a week.
Little Big Podcast, exclusive.
It's on Spotify.
Exclusive.
It's on Castbox. It's everywhere.
What is Castbox?
It's the Android version of Apple Podcasts.
See, this is the thing. You and I, look at this.
Here, guys.
We're in the podcast studio here in Bauer Media at the moment. It's a very big company. The guys don't want to talk about it, but, you know, I fucking... Nathan and I have Apple products here. We got the iPhone, two iPhones, both in an OtterBox case.
Your OtterBox looks very strong.
Because the phone is the top of the range. And then Graham from Mayo, he's got a shitty fucking Android over there.
Yeah, baby.
Your screensaver is interesting. It's an idle tree.
Yeah, it's the one that changes that came with the phone. Now, Nathan's background is him. And some sort of, I don't know, unattractive sort of.
Oh!
It must be, is that a sister?
DQ!
Oh, that's not on.
That's not on.
That's not on.
Not on this podcast.
Hey, B, I call her B. I'm a big fan.
Oh.
Love her. She's gorgeous and
DQ,
she's a lovely person.
He's an edgy.
Take that back.
He's an edgy broadcaster.
That's a joke. Hey, what's wrong?
Hey,
We FaceTimed.
Humor. Man.
Me and Bex, man. We FaceTimed.
Line. Guys, a lot of jumping around lines here.
We FaceTimed.
Let's all compose our fucking selves.
We FaceTimed
here.
When you're not around.
I'm just going to take a few minutes here and just chill.
Let's just compose ourselves.
I'm just going to listen to you two
talk. Okay, DQ, you said you were going to bring stuff onto the podcast. We played a weird game there.
Who the hell was Tamara, by the way?
A nurse.
A nurse on the plane.
Okay.
Nurse on the plane. Okay.
You've brought a yellow booklet with you.
Oh!
Is it a poem? What are we dealing with here?
What's this?
International Certificate of Vaccination or Prophylaxis.
That sounds like someone who can't control their bowels.
Laxative.
Yeah, prophylactic, is that what that is?
I don't know.
International Health Regulations 2005.
Oh, the Medical Bureau.
It is. So
I went there before.
You know the way... vapes on a plane. You know the way...
I'm sick of these motherfucking vapes on this motherfucking plane.
That's so stupid. You know the way.
Dara Quilty is a vape. A giant vape.
In the bathroom.
Nathan is Samuel L. Jackson.
They make such a weird sound.
They do, yeah. But it doesn't give you cancer. The the thing, you know, the way I'm back and forth like a yo-yo, spreading COVID-19 all around fucking America and bringing all the variants in, and
he's self-isolated. It's all good.
Shifting people and all. I'm doing a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
The United States of America requires
great place.
A fucking tremendous amount of paperwork. I don't think I've ever done as much paperwork in the last 2 years than I ever have in my entire life. I am nothing short of plucking that one gray pube, putting it into a sealed bag and posting it. They need everything.
You can have it anytime you want it. I will leave it there for
they
you.
Need everything. So I'm going through this legal thing at the moment, you know, status something form. So anyway, I needed to get my vaccination records. So we all have them. Remember in school?
Where for measles, mumps,
primary.
Rubella.
The primary.
What do you say? Amoeba?
Rubella.
Oh, rubella.
The MMR.
Yeah.
The Margarita. The Romeo Nickelback asshole.
Yeah. So I got it. I had to. I have what they call over there an attorney.
What's he like?
Great guy. Yeah, I highly recommend him to anyone who needs to go to America and do a lot of paperwork. So the whole moving to America thing is complicated. And it's a lot of paperwork. It's very boring. Now, I'm at this point where I need to. There's a change thing, blah, 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 boring. But I had to give the American government my immunization records. Now,
Is that supposed to impress me?
No. These are things that we got in fucking school in 1979.
Where are they?
Exactly. So and, of course, I'm told I need them after the fucking Russians hacked the HSE. So that's where they all are.
What was the name of those people again?
Wizard Sleeve.
Oh, Wizard
Spider.
Oh,
Wizard close.
Did they ever give them the Bitcoin in the end?
I don't know.
What happened?
From your point of view. But I was trying to figure out what they did, because it didn't seem like they dumped anything online. But did they just sell our information to the dark web?
No, people were getting those phone calls, weren't they, from the 083
numbers?
Yeah,
we both got that.
So that's all connected.
Yeah, that's all connected.
That's directly from Wizard Spider.
Yeah, Spider Web. Ah, I get it. World Wide Web. Dark Web.
Wizard.
Nickelback.
Margarita.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, what the fuck did the HSE have on you that you'd be embarrassed about? Genuinely now. None of your tomfoolery here.
Nothing really.
I have horrendous verrucas.
Do you?
When I was
they're on the feet
in my teenage years.
But that's not to be embarrassed.
What's the difference between a verruca and corn?
I used to lie. Verruca is a wart on your foot.
And then corn, you'd get it in the shop and you'd barbecue it so that you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want
to
do the.
Don't barbecue your foot. I used to lie.
Verruca is a wart that goes in. Isn't it? It goes up.
So I don't think I've ever told you my verruca ordeal.
Me?
I don't want to see them.
So no, I don't have them now. But I had them when I was a teenager, but I had them very aggressively.
Yeah.
And
like an aggressive verruca. Like aggressive. Every time you took your sock off.
I'd have to go into the doctors every single week for them to.
They burn them. They press into your.
So it's called. What's the gas called?
Oh, it comes out of it like a fucking.
A container.
The smoke.
It's like stars in your eyes.
Yes. It's dry ice.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
What's the name of that chemical company?
There is a chemical. It's called...
I remember one time as a child getting a wart.
Whereabouts?
On my finger.
Yeah.
And the doctor took it in a tub. And all this fucking dry ice coming off the top. And then, like, you can hear it, like, burning.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got the wart.
And you don't have it ever since?
No wart. I'm a sort of a wart-free.
Yeah. I can't find it. But anyway, it's some sort of gas that it freezes the skin, so it's supposed to kill the cells around it. But mine were so aggressive, it was in my heel, they had to dig holes in my foot every week. I'd have to go in. So if you got it on your skin like that, it would be sore. But it's because your skin is hardened, it's fine. But they had to dig the skin, the top layer of skin off, to get to the roots of this.
Are they numbing you for this?
Yeah, no. It's pure pain. So you're trying to get to the roots of this, so it's just raw flesh that they're burning. So imagine what it's like when you have a cut and you put a bit of alcohol on it. Imagine that, but 10 times worse. I'd have to go every single week. But I used to walk there after school with my mate, but I had to pretend I was getting blood tests or something because I was so embarrassed by
really
by the verrucas. I don't know, but you're at that age. I was about 16, 17. Okay. I just didn't want to have verrucas.
Are they very contagious?
You pick them up. I think you have to be a person that has the
disease.
That you kind of you're a person who either gets cold sores and all that kind of stuff.
Isn't that why you have to walk through that weird stinky stuff in the public swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people like Graham are
I'm spreading the
Are you a good swimmer?
No.
Are you not?
No.
Oh.
Did you ever learn how to swim?
No.
Would you like to know a story?
No, I didn't do the lessons because I had chronic anxiety.
What did you...
They brought us for swimming lessons and I didn't want to be in my underpants.
Why?
Because
I didn't want anyone to see your genitals?
9 years old and I didn't want to be in my underpants with all the other boys.
Did you ever learn how to swim?
I can swim, yeah. I almost drowned in fucking San Diego. I told you that story.
I don't think you did.
You tell your drowning story and then I'll tell mine, which happened.
No, I can swim. Week. Yeah, I can swim.
You seem uncomfortable.
I'm very comfortable.
What happened in San Diego? I shouldn't laugh, but at least I know that you're here today.
No, I'm alive here.
What happened?
Today. Sorry, I've just been nervous.
You coughed right in my face.
And we did the J1 in San Diego for whatever, 3 or 4 months or whatever it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And stayed in a place called Mission Beach, San Diego. Holy fucking Christ. Probably the best place on earth.
Is that Mission Impossible music in the background?
No.
No.
I think someone's putting it in.
No, I'm just hearing the jazz music.
I thought I heard Mission Impossible.
Mission Beach wouldn't.
What are you hearing?
No, jazz music.
What do I hear?
Yeah. You're hearing jazz music right now.
I hear. What did you do? Murder them all. Kill them all. That's what I hear. I thought that was an effect that he had put in.
No.
That's a Bob Durst reference if you've seen The Jinx. If you haven't, that just makes me sound like a fucking psychopath.
No, I like that.
That was fun.
Mission Beach, San Diego.
Who are you there with?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly. There was, I think, at one time in that summer, I think the guts of 32, 33 people.
All from your school?
No, from around the Churchtown area. It was one of these things where people got wind we were going, and a lot of people jumped on board. Some came for a couple of weeks. Fucking class.
Guys and girls?
Yeah, mixture, yeah.
Lovely. And what did you work as over there?
I got a job... doing event security for Elite Services and that I never went to one time. But you know, friend of the show, Warren Doyle.
Yes, Warren.
Yeah.
Shout out Warren.
Friend of the show, Warren Doyle, did actually go to work for Elite and had to do security at a door for the smoking area at Comic-Con.
Oh.
And so he had to do security for whoever was outside either smoking or talking, mingling. And... Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Unreal.
He was assigned to him for a minute. Like, Warren is a big
what?
Guy.
I'm sorry. Warren was Dwayne The Rock Johnson's security.
When we were like 19.
And he was smoking.
No. It's just in this outside area. Okay. It could have been. And Mila Kunis. He said.
Oh!
God, Warren!
Jeez, we need to get Warren on the podcast. Would he do this podcast?
Yeah.
Would he actually?
Yeah.
Would he be very quiet?
No.
Would he like to do it on his own or with you?
I'd say one-on-one, bring him into the building. I'd pay money.
If we called him right now, would he answer just to speak about this story?
For confirmation purposes?
No, just for the
crack. Just to hear, we're wild. I have to reply to a message. You speak, Graham. About just how we can rate and review the podcast.
Can we connect him?
Are we all just going on our phones now?
Can we connect him?
I can, ring him.
Yeah.
Give me the pass over his number.
Oh, really? You can get him
What's this
crap? See the bottom one?
Oh, wait, now. I don't know how to log into this.
Fucking Bauer, huh? Germans, you're supposed to be fucking efficient. That's how I thought. What's this ring center control? Bullshit.
The phone isn't working. Am I under 16? I'm 16 or over.
This is probably an automatic login there. Double click.
Here, I don't care.
Do I ring him or not?
Yeah, just ring him on your phone.
All right, okay. I'm getting him on.
This is going to be fun.
Getting him on.
Does he normally answer?
Oh, yeah, he's at work though, because he's a regular.
But he's working from
home.
But
this, we're working.
He's working from home. Man, yeah, we're doing our
flat out working.
We're doing our job.
I'm so busy.
Every time I ring him, it's always a bit as well. Hello. It's always a
bit. I'm really excited.
He's always in bed.
No, it's a bit.
I've never spoken to him.
Hi, this is.
Oh shit!
Now we know where he works.
We get him a second time. Yeah.
Come on.
You know if you get the call twice of someone in quick
you
session,
know you have to.
Hey,
answer.
Will you time mark that and just edit out where he works, please?
Oh,
sorry. Come on.
Nathan, 44 minutes.
44.
44.
Four. Just mark it.
Four fours? 44.
Yeah, 44.
Shout at me, I'll remember 44.
Two big women, 44.
That's it. 288.
Two ducks would be good.
22. It's four ducks. 44.
Four what?
Hide. Ah!
GQ, ring someone else on your phone.
I want to know about the way
so, anyway, so that was the J1, and we dug a big hole on the beach one day because that's what you do. And this was a fucking. This hole on the beach was so impressive that the San Diego Coast Guard came down and complimented us on the size of this fucking hole that we dug on Mission Beach.
Did you find when you were digging the water was.
No, it was in. Okay. In a bit, yeah. So. Like, I mean, you could stand in it and there's about 2 inches. It must have been an 8 foot hole.
And were you going to fill in the hole once you were finished?
So we had no intentions to do that until the San Diego Coast Guard came and said, hey, this is a big hole. It's a great hole. That's bigger than Graham O'Toole's mother's hole, they said. And I was like,
What is he?
Wow.
Honestly.
Retract that.
Honestly, retract that. How dare you?
Josh, she listens to this.
What's gotten into
She listens to this.
No, she doesn't.
She fucking listens to this. She messaged me last
week. What's gotten into
She messaged me last week and says, the podcast.
Big man over here.
Like, do you want to see?
It's she big says, man over here.
The podcast is skipping.
It's because he went to a private school.
Mrs.
Now,
O'Toole.
Apologise now.
Apologise.
I have the utmost respect for you, your family, and your son.
Apologise.
The County of Mayo.
Apologise.
I sincerely and deeply apologise. It wasn't targeted at you.
Put some hand sanitizer on his hands
clean
as well.
It was
clean
a moment of.
Here, it's dropping onto your jeans. Be careful.
It was a moment of comedy that Graham or Nathan was going to be the victim of, and it.
Can
just
you please
so
apologize
happened.
About no, Becca apo- as well?
Yeah, apologize to Becca.
Yeah, apologize to Becca.
Becca, again, you are the background on Nathan's phone, and you're a beautiful person, both physically and.
Okay. Steady on, cowboy.
Also, you're a very nice, kind human, and you have brought such happiness to Nathan.
Yeah,
he's actually changed for the better, honestly, and I mean this since he's. Met you, and I know we've talked on FaceTime, but I remember the guys when they weren't so fucking politically correct. I think the guys have been affected because I think they were on Today FM for a fucking hot second.
Oh!
Fucking boards.ie didn't like them, and now they're all fucking precious.
Oh, here we go.
So now you're gonna fucking
look
tune
at
in
this.
To the fucking
look at
show.
This, man.
And it's gonna be,
oh.
Hey, it's Graham and Nathan. We accept everybody. Text us in and we're doing birthday requests.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Thank you. Stick it in my ass.
How dare you come here and slag off our mothers and the beautiful women in our lives.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ, go on.
So, the hole.
So, big hole, San Diego Coast Guard come along. They didn't say that about your mother. That was just a little joke there. Because we didn't know each other.
Did you know that when you dropped the joke that you were.
Yeah, it was on purpose.
Did you see it coming though? Were you like.
Yeah.
This is going to get something.
Yeah.
Were you nervous before saying
no.
it? No.
Because I don't fucking mean it.
I know, you're in a safe place.
Why are you so PC? What happened to you guys?
But I'm cleaning my phone cover.
Guys, what happened to the.
He's cleaning his phone cover. I'm trying to message someone.
It's not edgy stuff here.
It is edgy. It's rock and roll.
It's not edgy stuff.
It's rock and roll. Do you think we're fucking losers?
No,
be honest.
Honestly, like the stuff you were saying about the Jews outside of here before we came in. You know, I was like, Jesus
Graham,
Christ.
How
man.
Do you feel about this?
I'm grand. I'm not saying a word.
Not saying
can't
a word.
Touch
That's,
me.
You can't touch us. You
can't tap me.
You won't tap me. Can't tap my ass.
Is that a homophobic? Jesus Christ, man. I was only joking around, Graham. I was joking around.
He's dangerous. This guy, do you know what he is?
He's trying to bring us down.
He's a Rottweiler in the studio, and he's off his lead.
You're right.
And he's getting fucking aggressive.
You're right, he is. You're right.
Bull boy.
Graham is, you're right, Nathan. I'm glad you highlighted it. You're right. And the Coast Guard said, you got to fill it in, because they said, we do nighttime like shifts. We drive up and down at nighttime.
And fall in the hole.
We'll drive into it.
Yeah, it's a big hole.
Filled in the hole. And the thing about sand is it goes everywhere. Mm. So we filled it in, bit of crack, and me and Jody LaHart. What a great name.
Who is this person?
A friend of mine, great bass player.
Oh, yeah, Jody the bass.
Guy, he lives in London now. I love the name, Jody LaHart.
Shout out Jody.
Jody LaHart and I went to wash the sand off of our bodies, and we dove into the beautiful waves of the Pacific Ocean, and we went out to like beyond where our toes could tip the ocean floor.
Yeah.
And we said, we better go in. And side by side, we both start to swim in. And he went in. And I went out.
Did you get caught in a current?
Fucking current got me.
Fuck off. Wow. Oh, no.
So, got caught in the current, got pulled out. Now, got pulled out where I could, like, see human beings on the beach. I could see the San Diego Mission Beach boardwalk. And I couldn't get next night or fucking near it. And the whole thing you're supposed to do with a current is swim with the current, and then you'll eventually go in. So how do I know which way the fucking current is going? So I go, okay, swim right. And I'm just literally like in the same spot going.
I know we were talking about your swimming, but seriously, are you a strong swimmer?
No, I can swim. Yeah.
You can swim. Okay,
yeah, I can swim. Yeah. I can do the breast. I can do this, the overarm. I can go on my back. You know, I can, you know, keep myself afloat there. And I got caught in the rip current, and I did all the things I thought I was supposed to do, swim with the current. And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll just relax and float in, you know, with the waves.
Yeah.
But the waves with the current, I think what happens is the wave comes over and the water underneath
drags,
pulling you back.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm just fucking in the same spot, and I sort of stop panic swimming.
Yes.
And my head is above the water, but like there's waves sort of coming in and I can't see them.
Are your friends aware of this?
Jody's running around the beach looking for a lifeguard. And the problem is they sell fucking San Diego lifeguard t-shirts and hoodies at the fucking shop on the corner.
But there's no lifeguard.
So he's running up to people going, I need your help. I need my friend is stuck out there. And your man's like, you're gonna need to get a lifeguard, bro. And he's wearing the fucking but he's wearing the red t-shirt with the plus on it, man. They sell these as hoodies. They get a souvenir, bro. Red, bro. So I started to do the thing that I think you're supposed to do, which is wave both hands over your head.
Does that not make you sink?
You're treading water.
I had 90 seconds to 3 minutes. I don't know how long. Where I legitimately I swear to you, my thought was this. Oh, for fuck's sake. This. I felt I was embarrassed for the. You're embarrassed about your verrucas? I was embarrassed that is how I was going to die. I was convinced I was going to die.
Had you accepted death?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you actually?
I was. You know what I was? Embarrassed, and I was like, oh, fucking Quilty. Of course.
So what happened?
Of course, this is how you're going to fucking die. And then my thought was, how are they going to get my body back to Ireland? And they're going to have to tell my mom. She's going to be very sad. And I couldn't go anywhere. And the worst part about it was, like, there's all these people just walking around, and I'm in the ocean going, hello!
I shouldn't laugh. Oh, this is horrible.
So,
I hate it.
So I couldn't go.
I'm not
move
enjoying
anywhere.
The story. It's so graphic, isn't it?
Oh my god!
And because like you know, it's a surfer.
Were
spot.
You swallowing all the water?
It was getting to the point where I was like running out of steam. Oh. And it made me realize how fucking powerful the ocean is, dude. It's a fucking.
She's a strong girl.
Strong beast.
Now, I'd just like to say I'm not making a reference to your mother's here because it's a new, it's a PC.
PC culture.
Vanilla here. Podcast.
This is woke.
You know?
We are woke.
You can't.
So what happened next?
And waving my arms, and then you're kind of like bobbing up and down, so you can't really see too much because of the water. And I see a guy on a board, and he's swimming towards me. Surfer. And I'm like, oh my God, thank fuck. And he was Asian American, and he comes up and goes, "Hey, you're okay, bro?" And I was like, "I can't get this on. I'm Irish, please." And he goes, He goes, yeah.
Hey, just get on the board, bro.
So he put me, two of us put our arms on a surfboard and we swam in together.
And
he's so chill.
Why did you have to say he was Asian American?
Because I wanted you to imagine this man.
Go on.
And his name is Louis. And I hugged him when I got to the shore. And I said, I'm pretty sure you saved my life. I said, what's your name? And he said,
Louis, bro.
Hey, Louis, bro. So I hugged him.
Calabunga, dude.
I went back to the fucking house. And all the lads were like, hey, fucking Asians. And I just sat on the balcony smoking cigarettes going, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. And since...
Have you ever gone swimming since?
Oh, yeah, I've been in the ocean a lot since, but I won't go past the nips. Now, my point is, if Louis, the surfer, was not there and didn't see me, I genuinely don't know what the fuck would have happened.
Will I tell you my story from 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks
ago? Yeah, I haven't heard it, Graham.
I was going to tell it last week, but... we ran out of time and I wanted to give it the space to breathe. So, Quilty...
Sorry, Mrs. O'Toole. Honestly, I didn't mean it. It was just a joke, honestly. You've been around the sun. You know it's what comedy is. You're a Mayo woman. You're well ill. I'm sorry. I think you're really...
Oh, she has a great sense
of humor. She's a great mother, though. Like, to raise... Mm-hmm. The fact that Graham has a career, an award-winning career.
Award-winning.
I mean, she, like...
Award-winning career.
With absolutely no prospects as a young boy at all.
Look at him.
It's all her.
That she raised you. She is a magnificent woman.
Graham,
so 2 weeks
tell
ago,
us your story.
You're out swimming in the 40-foot with all the boys on the scooters and the Canada Goose. The boys down in the 40-foot scoot in to the fucking Irish Sea with the Canada Goose jacket on. And you're like,
what's a Canada Goose? Oh, sorry. I thought you were like the can of the goose.
Oh, right.
You're out there drinking cans of goose.
It's a 40-foot full of lads and can of the goose.
I don't know. I've been living in, I mean, I've been spending time in Dunleary.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
You near it.
They came off the
and plane. I noticed that Dunleary has a lot of people. I thought it was quite an affluent area until in the apartment at night time when you're in bed and you're like by the ocean.
The lapping of the waves.
Yeah, you're by the ocean in Dunleary.
The south side.
The south, like deep.
You just hear the jazz music.
You're deep south side and you're...
I wasn't even referencing
I thought you were.
I was like,
get the fuck away from me. I'm putting jazz music and that's it.
You're 44 minutes.
44.
You're in the bed.
Oh, you got a call from Warren.
Oh, is it?
Answer it!
Oh, yeah.
Loudspeaker, this all is. Right. Sorry, all Graham.
Right. We have a few minutes.
We want to tell that story.
I don't care, I'll tell next week.
Speakerphone. Hi, Warren.
Sorry, a load of missed calls off you. Is everything all right?
You're live on the Little Big podcast with Graham and Nathan at the moment.
Brilliant. Sadly, the night, to be honest. Oh, what a real treat.
So
hey, Warren.
Hey, Nathan, I love the new tan you got there off. The sun there over the last couple of days.
Thanks so much, Warren. We were just speaking about my tan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I thought you looked really well, man.
What about me, Warren?
Couldn't really see yourself. You're in the distance, Graham.
Yeah, no, that was the real life. I was just looked far away.
Oh,
Warren. Yeah. You could throw me a follow, Warren.
I could.
Warren. Why you're on the podcast is we were discussing how you were a security guard for Dwayne Johnson and you also met Mila Kunis. Discuss.
Yeah, it was pretty funny actually. We worked for this company called...
Elite
Security, yeah. So there was like 150 Irish people went to Comic-Con and we were all kind of put in one area and then... They were short numbers for like the proper security, you know, the guys that were looking after VIP. So they asked if anyone had any experience with security. So I said I did, although that was a lie. they moved me into like this group, and in the group was all these dudes who were like ex-American footballers and stuff. And they were all looking at me, and I was like half the size of everyone else in the group. And they were like, oh, what's your story? Like, how come you're here? And I was like, Oh, yeah, yeah, no, just a load of us here. And they were like, so, like, are you a black belt in karate? Or? And I was like, no, I'm just an Irish lad. And we're like, oh, Irish, the fighting Irish. I want to be with this guy. I want this guy on my team. So then, anyway, I got moved onto this team. It was like five of us. And they brought us up to the VIP area. And then there was this person came over. She was telling us what the story was for the day. And she was like, okay, you're going down. The first person I met was Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
so I had to go down and open the door for Hugh Jackman, yeah. And then I had to bring him into the elevator and ask him what lift. Well, it wasn't him I was speaking to. It was, like, his PA. And I was like, oh, what lift, what level do you want to go? Because it was, like, three levels of VIP. And they were like, oh, we want to go to level two first. And he was like, are you Australian? And I was like, no, I'm Irish. And he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm on a J1. Just got a job here today. And he goes, pretty sweet job for the summer. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah. So I ended up talking to him for, like, going around with him for the day for, like, 3 hours.
What? It's amazing. It's Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine was just out of time. And he was really sound. And was like, he said to me, and he was like, because Ireland were playing Australia in the rugby, and he was after being over filming Wolverine in the States. And he was like, no one knows anything about rugby here, so it's great to have a conversation with someone who knows a bit about rugby. And he was like, I'd love to catch a beer with you sometime, but I have to head off. So I told this to some other guy, because I should know who Hugh Jackman was. I was like, oh, that guy Hugh Jackman there said he wanted to grab a beer, or he has to head back. And they were like, that's Hugh Jackman, that's Wolverine, X-Men. And I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know who he was. And they were like, that's incredible. So by the end of the day, when I got back on the bus after the first day, there was like people telling a story like that Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, had asked this Irish guy to go for a beer. And I was sitting on the bus going, pretty sure they're talking about me. But it was passed around to all the other people that were working, the Irish people working.
Can you confirm the rock bit of the story?
Yeah, so then I got the next day was Ludacris and the Rock. Which is pretty funny. But Ludacris came in with a crew of about 45 people and didn't really get anywhere near Ludacris. But the Rock came in with only like two or three people. I was like, they've got to be joking. They're going to ask me to do security for the Rock. So I had to bring the Rock through a group of people. And I was standing there going, hey, get back. All right, get back. You don't want me kicking off here now, right? And this is so surreal. But I wasn't allowed to get photographs or autographs. And I was like, no one is going to believe me that I'm doing like security for the Rock. But he was pretty cool as well. And Mark Wahlberg as well. I had a good conversation with him actually. He was talking to me about soccer. But like those guys were just up in the VIP and they were like hanging around waiting until like they got a call to go on stage. So I could hear my accent that it was a bit unusual. They said, oh, where are you from? But near the end, it was like went on for 3 or 4 days. Near the end, I was like trying to be really outspoken so they'd notice my accent was different. So I'd like get engaged in conversation. So there was a couple that was Keanu Reeves was funny. He I had to watch him while he went for a cigarette, just me and him. And he didn't talk once. I just stared at a building.
You had to watch Keanu Reeves smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, he just chain smoked like 3 or 4 cigarettes while staring at a building.
Sounds like Quilty. Ask about Mila Kunis.
And finally, we're running out of time here. Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis, yeah. That was, she came across a bit, I don't know if Darren said it or not, but there was a guy, I'm trying to think of his name, on the spot now, and I'm not very good at celebrities' names. Look, there was a dude, and he was in...
Ashton Kutcher, her husband, no?
No, it was Ashton Kutcher. It was some dude anyway.
Oh, was it Macaulay Culkin? Fucking Home Alone.
No, it wasn't. It was, I can't remember his name. Anyway, I was standing beside him, and Mila Kunis was coming, and he went, oh, Jesus, here's your one sort of thing.
Oh.
And then she came over, and he was like, oh, my God, hey!
Oh, yeah. We got to go here, but it's great.
Warren, thanks so much, bro.
What an addition. Follow me on Instagram.
I got to say that he's just, I thought the Matt Damon.
He's a great talker.
I thought
he?
The Matt Damon thing was a big deal. Nah. He's after outdoing you there.
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman,
great.
The Rock.
Oh, wow.
We got to wrap this.
Why are you vaping? You went the entire time.
Nobody's vaping.
Vapes on a plane.
Vape City.
You know what we're going to have to do? We never got to talk about vaccinations and. And we never got to hear Graham's fucking drowning story.
Yeah, so we will week, get that, week. Graham.
Can I ask, is there going to be a part two?
To this?
Yeah.
Well, would it you depends like when it? You get back from New York.
I think I'm actually coming in next Wednesday.
Yeah, do you want to come in next week?
Do you want to come in next week?
I mean,
we need part two.
Do we do a part two?
Part two.
Okay, bye.
Just don't offend anyone.
Cut my life!